might be audited here, about the choir. When we began to expand our choir at the beginning of last year, we approached prefects and monitors and we said to them that in the fine tradition which this school is building up, they would be the forerunners of something that would last for a long time. And with great trepidation, they dragged themselves off the hall and they began to sing. And they began to blink. And they actually found after a while that it felt quite good. But the knees shook and they wondered whether perhaps they should really be up there, because after all, boys, especially guys in the rugby team and especially young men, don't sing. I know I went through the same phase myself. And I'd like to congratulate them, because you might not realize this, we only practice for 45 minutes a week. That is on most weeks. Some weeks we don't practice. We did go to camp at the beginning of this year, which brought up a tremendous amount of spirit in the choir. We spent 3 days down the coast with our choir master, Mr. Van der Eye, and we learned a great deal. And before they even sing, I'd like to congratulate the boys on, I believe, putting Pinetown on the map as far as singing is concerned, as far as music is concerned. And we have aimed here at enjoyment and pleasure, and that's why we are quite keen to welcome any number of boys into our choir. And we hope that those then fine boys sitting over there are going to be a fresh tonight. And chaps, we want to see you at the school here. We want you to join our choir. And I'd like to pay tribute tonight. I'd like to pay tribute tonight. Clifton, you can come as well. I'd like to pay tribute tonight to Mr. Van der Eye. I don't want to embarrass Mr. Van der Eye, but Mr. Van der Eye has no connection with the school. Him and I were old friends through NAPAC, and when I approached him, he actually works full-time for NAPAC in the opera department. He lives on the bluff, and when I approached him, he was only too willing to come to offer his services free of charge. And soon after that, a couple of Afrikaans schools approached Mr. Van der Eye and said, no. Miss Sherry was an English-speaking school coaching our choir, and Mr. Van der Eye said, they got me first. And I think he rushes through rehearsal here, he rushes into town and he does his rehearsals all day, and thank you very much. I would also like to thank the Department of Education and Culture, in particular Mr. Mayring, one of our fathers, who made it possible for us to receive a subsidy of 1,500 Rand, which made it possible for any member in this choir here to attend that camp that we held earlier this year. And so I'd like to say thank you to them, and I hope you enjoy us. Thank you.
Thank you. Can we use that voice next time, please?
Oh, Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, this is a particular creature. My beautiful bit.
Thank you. Shalaza.
Shalaza.